It's been a while since we've had this young lady on our airwaves, far too long. Haley Sandman, former Juanita Palisade High School standout in all in three sports, three-sport athlete, volleyball, of course, basketball, and track and field. She's gone through a couple of years of college volleyball, but now new head coach, yes. Her own volleyball program. Isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting. I'm really excited for this opportunity. I think I've always known that I was going to be a coach, but I just really never thought it was like going to happen this quickly. Mm-hmm. And being an assistant volleyball coach at Donovan Trumbull for almost 3 years now, I feel like I've really gained the experience and knowledge of what my coaching philosophy looks like and what I want to be, who I want to be as a coach and what I want our program to look like. So
really 3 years, you've been there, done that. You know what a program, what it takes.
Yes. Yes. I feel, obviously I told the girls at High Plains, I just met them on Friday. I have a lot to learn as well, and I'm going to be learning with them. So I think it's really fun that I get to be a part of that, of a new program, and they also get to help me. So I'm super excited.
I'm sure leaving Donovan Trumbull is, it's kind of sad in a lot of ways.
Yeah, lots of ways. I've been helping with track, so that's been super fun. I've enjoyed that and just building connections, and I'm still helping with volleyball things for them, but then obviously transitioning into High Plains as well. So pretty busy. It's fun, but yeah.
How's Donovan Trumbull going to be? I know this year wasn't the greatest. Do you feel like their future looks bright?
Yeah, I think it's sad because we have a good group of eighth graders coming in, so it's sad like leaving them and getting them excited, but I always told them I'm not that far away. I'll still be connected with them, and I'm always there to help them because I want them to succeed as any other athlete, so I'm super excited.
Now, you're going to a program. I look back. They've won 20 games, matches, three of the last 4 years.
Yes. They went to a district final this year in volleyball and played Exeter Milligan Friend. Mm-hmm. They lost them in five, which they were the state champions in Class D1. So I'm super excited to see where they left off. I know they know how to win, which is exciting, but they also are senior heavy. So they're leaving some seniors, but we're getting some good eighth graders in that I think will help build the program.
Familiar name. I think a lot of folks know Jason Brown.
Yes.
Big Jason, the biggest administrator you're ever going to find around. Jason used to be a Maywood Hay Center, used to be a Bertrand. He's kind of won a couple of different positions, but he is there. Emma, his daughter, is a senior, I think, this year, so she'll be graduating.
Yes.
So just a familiar connections there.
Yeah, super. I felt very at home when I was there, and I think it's nice to have those connections. And he watched me play high school sports, and obviously Maywood Hay Center being one of our enemies. And so it's super cool to see that. And then he just also said he was following me and everybody still in Central Nebraska and all the things that they're doing. So super excited.
No question. I'm sure interview process went great. Yeah. And he knew about you, knew your love for the game, and you know what you're doing. You come in, you know, 3 years to be an assistant. You felt like, hey, it's your time. Do you want the job? And I'm sure you said, I'll take it.
Yes, I did. I was super excited. I told him that I'm excited to be a part of a new program, especially leaving seniors. And I was just kind of telling him I want to get things rolling right away, putting on my own skills camp so the girls get familiar with my coaching style, my expectations, how seasons are going to go. And I spoke with the junior high and high school girls. I said, junior high, you're just as important as my high school girls because you are a part of my program. And once you get in there, I want you to know what you're doing. So I haven't really met any of the assistant coaches. I think they're still trying to get things figured out. But I will be there for summer weights starting the end of May and just get rolling through summer stuff and then into season. So
you got 2 months of school left and then it's hello summer.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, darn well as much as anybody, those summer months are important.
They're very important. I just spoke with the girls that summer weights is super important, and you getting in there and just building your strength, quickness, and speed is going to help you transition into the volleyball side of things and just being an all-around better athlete, especially being in a small school. High Plains is D1, but looking to maybe drop to D2, depending on their numbers. We just have the conversation that you're all athletes, and we want to make sure that you are in shape and your muscles are ready so we can prevent injuries and get ready to go.
You bet. Coaching and teaching too, right?
Yes, teaching too. I'm going to be on the PE side. Haven't really worked things out. Elementary or high school, they're kind of just seeing where things play out and still trying to hire a couple more teachers. Mm-hmm. But I'm super excited to be able to be a part of that youth program, and the parents are super involved already. So I think it'll be a good transition for me to get in there and still be a part of even helping out with basketball and helping out with track and all the things. So
that was
super excited.
My next question, are any other sports you're going to help with?
Yes, I'm helping out with track for sure. I think it'll be a good little break from basketball to track, but I also tell the girls, like, if you need anything, I'm always going to be there to help you in whatever you want to excel in. And I know I have a couple good athletes for volleyball that are also wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So I have a wrestler, a girl wrestler that placed third at state last year. So competitor is going to work super hard for me. So I'm super excited. I have a good group of girls, some twins, I think. Mm-hmm. So it'll be exciting.
Good deal. Yes. No, this did you feel? Yeah, your surprise is maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
that maybe you get to a school, maybe an assistant coach for. Yeah. Well, you've already had your 3 years, so you're ready to go.
Yes, I definitely was thinking about. I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go, but I just think for me, I have the confidence, and I have the knowledge, and I'm also willing to continue my learning. So, I think that the girls are we're gonna mesh very well because we just had the conversation that. I want you to trust me, and I'm going to trust you, and we're going to have good communication. We're going to work really hard, and we're going to have a successful season this year and a program. So start building a program, leaving a legacy. So.
Well, I talked to your mom. She's excited. I'm sure your dad is excited. I'm sure everybody's excited for you.
Yes, everybody's excited. I know my family was super happy. Some of them didn't know. It was, like, super quick. Mm-hmm. But they're all excited, obviously. I have lots of aunts that were former coaches, so I have a lot of help, and sister's at Kearney, so she's also not super far away and helping me build my program, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, but you're keeping tabs on her, and you still got a little brother back at home with a few more years of high school.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. It'll be busy, and I think it's just a new chapter, and I'm thankful for the opportunity, and I just continue to thank everybody that's got me to this point, because without my parents, former coaches, even at Donovan, I am so thankful for them. They have helped me become a great teacher and a great coach, and I think that the athletes know that as well, and they know that the reason that who I am today is because of them. So it's awesome.
One more great outstanding athlete from the area who is going in the coaching ranks, and so we'll be keeping tabs on you coming up this fall.
Yes.
Thank you for stopping in.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.